Struggling with your house payment? Did you inherit a property you don't know what to do with? Maybe behind on your real estate taxes and close to losing your home? Distressed real estate equals lots of stress. What do you do? Call me, Terry Hall. I can help you solve these issues, get you the most money you can get, and help you get on with your life. Distressed properties need experienced help that you can trust. Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I'm going Betty, and I French kiss.
So everybody does that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
Crossed over if I ever have a cent. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the, what is it, the 23rd? October 23rd edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's hot in here. I hate to say that it was so cold.
Oh, man.
I'm almost afraid to say anything.
But you're hot because I'm actually comfortable, but you're hot because you have some issues going on.
Yeah, I got some eye issues going on. Yeah. I'm wearing sunglasses. They look like Bono. Yeah. No, I don't have glaucoma. So I won't use that excuse. We're the only show today for the major part of the day from early this morning till now that's not doing our show from where is that place? Where is it located?
Not exactly
Clayton,
sure.
Clayton or Richmond Heights, somewhere down there.
Apparently, we have another satellite location. McGraw does his show from there.
Right.
And quite frankly, I don't know that I get it. Everybody else, they asked me if I wanted to go there, and I said no. There are cameras, and you can, I guess, watch it. I don't know who watches a radio show or who's able to do that because 99% of the audience is in their cars. So we're still in Westport. We're in the studios. We're the holdouts. Mm. The only show still broadcasting from here. In a radio studio.
Weird.
And I don't know. I honest to goodness, I don't know that I get it. I don't think most people are in a position at 8 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the afternoon where they can watch a radio show. You know, they're in the cars.
Unless they let them do it at work on their computers. If there's a lot of companies that won't let you.
What kind of company lets you sit and watch a show
yeah.
while you're
we like watching?
How, well, they let you listen. Done?
Watch The Walking Dead listen. Or something. Well, yeah.
You can listen and work, but you can't watch.
But if you want to pop it up on the.
So we don't know what that's all about. Somebody emailed me a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, how do you like your new digs? I don't know what they're talking about. Apparently we have two locations, and I wish I could explain it, but I don't understand it myself. So, Burke segment, do we have any?
I do.
All right. Let's start with the peon's contribution. Here is Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have three things. Let me try to figure out where I want to start here. All right, I'll start with this. First off, don't judge me based on what I'm about to mention here or
okay.
how I Uh-oh. Stumble onto certain things on the internet. But
don't judge you.
But I happen to, in the mass, I mean, the prep never stops for the show.
No.
I mean, I go right home from here, and I'm on the internet constantly looking
yeah.
for things to share with our audience. And so this is what I stumbled upon last night. It was a video I saw. Apparently, there is a method in parts of Africa, indigenous people in Africa. They've used this for thousands of years to generate, help their cows produce milk. Hmm. And it's called insufflating. Do you know what insufflating is?
I've never heard of it.
No.
Well, in this video, this woman is walks up to her cow, walks up behind it, and starts blowing into the cow's
rectum.
Rectum. I guess I can say that.
Does she put
medical
her
term.
Mouth on it?
She puts her mouth on it.
Oh.
Yes. And so this is about a minute and a half. This is a video I watched last night of about a minute and a half.
Did you put it on our Facebook
page? I did not.
Oh,
thank you. Goodness.
I did not. But the people believe this helps stimulate the milk in the cow's udder.
You know, you just reminded me of the cross.
The great joke.
The cross-eyed
yes.
mule. I'm writing
yes.
it down right now.
That would be a good one to tell.
We're doing it today. The cross-eyed mule.
And so she, you hear her take, you know, big giant breaths, and then you know, lean back.
She has
and
big
then,
giant breaths.
No, take take in a breath of air, a giant breath of air.
Okay.
And then she buries her face into the cow and blows.
And this. Does what?
This is supposed to stimulate the milk. So
help
you can,
produce more
produce
milk?
Produce more milk, yes.
Would that work on a human?
I don't know. But about the halfway point of this video, it's in the part where she had leaned back and is taking another big breath, and this cow just defecates.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, don't put that on.
No, I was not even thinking about putting this on our Facebook page. But
I'd like to see
it's
it.
Out there. I will show you during a break.
Okay.
And oh so goodness. she real casually takes the cow's tail, kind of, and, you know, the bushy part of the on the end of the tail, and
right.
kind of does a quick once-over on the area, takes another big giant breath, and goes back to work on this cow. And so
this is a real thing.
This is a real thing.
What
is this
country
is
this?
In our country?
No, this is indigenous people in Africa. This is they've done it. You know, from what I read, thousands of years they've done this practice.
Mm.
Because you know it's a real dusty, deserty kind of. You know, most of the
sleepy
areas
dusty, another sleepy, dusty delta day
in mm-hmm. Africa. So I don't know if. Because cow, it doesn't look like they're able to graze on a lot of grass and everything because there's not a lot of prairies in Africa from what I've seen.
Right.
So it must be tough for the cows to generate a lot of milk because they're not, you know, it looks like, you know, they have a different diet over there. So this
maybe,
is what they...
look, it's a known fact that cows are flatulent. They produce a lot of gas.
Methane,
maybe they
right?
don't... Those cows aren't getting enough of whatever it is they're supposed to eat to produce enough gas, and she's actually helping inflate
yep.
The cow.
So it's out there. If you choose...
What do they go to, YouTube?
If you choose to go to Google and
okay.
put in insufflating cow...
How do you spell that?
I-N-S-U-F-F-L-A-T-I-N-G.
Insufflating.
Insufflating cow. It will lead you in the right direct path. If you choose to. So
you know thousands of people right now, their reaction is that is disgusting, and they can't wait
to
go
it.
Look at it. I can't wait to see it. You know, that's so disgusting. I can't wait to see it.
The lady,
I'll do it as soon as I get home.
The lady that does that, I wonder if she's married or even has a boyfriend.
What's her breath like?
Oh, and then to come home and kiss this guy or whatever.
Or... She goes on a date with a guy, makes out with him, and then afterwards they have some conversation. And goes, by the way, what do? I blow into cow's rectums.
Mm-hmm.
And then he throws
I don't know.
Up.
Yeah. These are, I don't know what the culture is like over there. They're indigenous people. So
what kind of chapstick do you have on?
They do what, you know, practices they have for thousands of years.
Chapstick.
So, yes.
That's not chapstick.
So don't ask me how I stumbled upon that video or...
No, I won't.
What. Yes, just to know. All right, second thing. Our favorite TV evangelist.
Yeah.
Pat Robertson.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Idiot.
Goodness.
I have another clip from him from the other day and from his 700 Club. And I'll just go ahead and play the audio like we normally do.
Okay, this is anonymous. This person says, I'm planning to go on a mission trip to Kenya in December. I believe that God heals today, and I'm not consumed about the chance of contracting Ebola. I'm also a person who's willing to take practical precautions. However, some friends and family think that my decision to travel is foolish during this season, saying that I'm testing God and asking if I have a death wish. What do you think? I do not believe I'm being foolish, and I want to honor those around me, but I want to follow God's call in my life most of all. Do you think there are undue risks that we do not know about and the dangers are higher than perceived here in America?
Not in Kenya.
No.
You might get AIDS in Kenya. The people have AIDS. You got to be careful. I mean, the towels can have AIDS. Their thing.
Towels.
That's all we need to hear.
I think that's really all we need to hear.
This guy is
saying
an idiot.
You don't have to worry about Ebola in Kenya because Liberia is, you know, far away from Kenya. But
AIDS towels.
You could get AIDS. Even the towels have AIDS.
You know what? I wish I could do his voice. I can't do it because it always turns into Bill. Play him again. It turns into Bill Clinton when I. But boy,
wish. Most of all, do you think there are undue risks that we do not know about and the dangers are higher than perceived here in America?
Not in Kenya. You might get AIDS in Kenya. The people have AIDS. You got to be careful. I mean, the towels can have AIDS.
And people send him money.
The towels get out of there.
The towels get out. I wish I could get a handle on the way he talks. Because it's almost like he's...
Bill Clinton a little bit.
It's a combination of... there's a little southern accent in there, and there's a lot of Jimmy Stewart kind of stumbling. You know, the towels have AIDS.
What
a moron.
I like how he said, not in Kenya.
But every clip, every clip we've played, he sounds like this, and it's almost like he's on the toilet when he's talking. Okay, I love that guy. I do.
He's
out there tricking people.
There wasn't really any more after the towels.
No, not really. No, that was really all you had to hear is that he said the towels could have AIDS in Kenya.
The towels could have AIDS.
And then he's the guy, too, that... thinks that you can catch a homosexuality. That a lot of people are have an agenda to change everyone into homosexuals. They do. That's him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep working on. I'll get him.
And I almost thought I haven't posted it yet on our Facebook page, but I think it's time because these videos were so popular before our Facebook page. We created it, and that is the Passing Gas Preacher.
Oh,
Robert
my goodness.
Tilton.
Oh, my goodness. This is the greatest.
That led me to watching some of those last night. It was Robert Tilton, right?
Robert Tilton.
And those, they were popular, you know, right 7-8 years ago, before even YouTube blew up and everything.
Before that.
So,
the Tilton videos.
I think I'm going to have to post one of those to anybody that has not.
Find the Tilton video and put it up. Folks, Robert Tilton. Is an evangelist who should be out of business because ABC, I find myself wanting to talk like Pat Robertson. ABC did one of these expose documentaries on Tilton, and it was an eye-opener for anybody who actually believes in these charlatans, and they blew the lid off of his whole evangelistic scam business that he had, yet he's still preaching. Even after people saw, I guess the people that didn't see it continue to give him money. It was one of the greatest things I ever saw.
But the faces he makes and the gestures that he makes.
It's like Jesus hits him and he makes a certain face
and
when he's reading.
He scrunches his face up and then somebody went in and put the audio of Gas Passing. It's absolutely hilarious. And nobody deserves to be made fun of more than Robert Tilton. Now, speaking of that, I'm sorry, Burke's segment is not over yet.
No. So I just posted that to our page.
A Tilton?
Facebook.com/AM and the PM, yes.
Oh.
The best of They use the F word, you know, passing gas preacher or pastor gas, I think.
pastor gas.
I think. So that is
so it's on there now.
For people to watch, yes.
Okay, facebook.com/AMandThePM. And to answer the question we always get, no, you don't have to have your own Facebook page. You can visit our page. Anybody can if you have a computer or a smartphone.
Last thing I have, I don't know if you want to maybe do this later or now. I stumbled upon this. It is a music quiz, and it's essentially like name that tune. This is an article I found. They have 1 second of songs from the 70s.
Ooh, one
and
second?
Maybe between the two of you here in the
room.
Well,
I'm not as good at the 70s stuff as I am 60s, but this could
there
be
wasn't fine. A 60s version. There were 70s, 80s, 90s. Okay. I figure so we'll just kind of alternate.
Sure.
I guess between the two of you.
And, I'm ready. Danny, ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Here's the first one.
Staying Alive. Bee Gees.
All right.
So far, I'm ahead.
Well, I thought we were alternating.
Michael Jackson, Jackson 5. ABC.
Yes, no, this is Dan's one. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Well, we'll skip to the next one then. Hold on.
This is Dan's?
Yes, we'll do Dan here. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, loving you isn't the right thing
to
do.
You sing it.
Fleetwood Mac. Go Your Own Way.
That's it.
That's it? That's all right, 1-1. All right, next one.
2-1, I did Jackson.
Well, okay, all right.
Elton John, Benny and the Jets.
Yeah. Wow.
Very good. That's right.
You thought you wouldn't do good on the
70s. I know, 70s. I didn't think I'd do well.
Next one.
Oh, I got it.
Heart of Gold.
Yeah.
All right, next one here.
Stevie Wonder, songs to Key of Life.
No.
Oh, but Stevie Wonder, though.
Yeah. It's a
Sir Duke.
Sir Duke. Yeah, shoot.
I know it was a weird.
All right. Next one here.
Can we just go with whoever knows it?
All right. Yeah. We'll say your name. Yeah. All right.
Dan.
Frank. You were first.
Love to Love You, Baby.
No, you're right. That's right. Donna Summer.
All right. Yep. Donna Summer. All right. Next one here.
Dan.
Ah, oh, crap.
No.
Frank. You're out. Rod Stewart, Maggie May.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Next one.
Dan.
Bridge over Trump. I didn't say my name. Go ahead.
Bridge over Trouble.
Shoot. I got you. Got to do your name.
All right. Here we go.
Dan.
I said Dan. That's not even my name.
Really,
I hate being old.
Three Dog Night. Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Joy of the World. He still gets the point.
Oh, okay. Well, then you should have waited.
I know.
See if he knew the title. All right. Here we go.
Oh.
Oh, I can hear the song.
I know the song.
I've been trying to Yeah, I'm in the same spot. I know the song. I can't tell you who did it. I can't tell you the name.
Oh, Get It On. Dan.
Let's
Get It On.
Get It On.
Okay.
Give it to him. Who is it?
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
That Frank. okay. Freak Out. Shoot.
The name.
That's it. Freak Out.
Nope.
Oh, it's not? Oh, La Freak.
La Freak, that's right. Okay, Dan gets that one.
All right, next one.
Oh.
No, I'm stumped on
that. Yeah, I don't know that one. Play it again.
Sam.
Oh, Rock and Roll High School?
Nope. It's the Ramones, Blitzkrieg Bop.
Well, I'm surprised. I don't know the Ramones music.
The Ramones did Rock and Roll High School.
Next one.
Frank. Carly Simon. Right?
No.
Carole King.
No, Carole. I meant Carole King.
I need the name of the song.
Oh.
Okay,
it's too late.
It's...
All right, next one.
Frank!
Yes.
Glenn Campbell. I've been walking these streets so long. Rancho Cowboy. Yeah!
Wow, that was good, though.
All right. And last one.
Dan, Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven.
That's easy. Shit. I love that game.
So I have 80s. You want to try maybe after
the break? Yeah,
I will absolutely not do it. He's a musician.
I got 15 out of 16 in the 80s. So
he's a musician.
I think some of these,
I spent my 80s a decade in country music. Yeah. All country. But go ahead. It'll be interesting to see.
Right. I think you might do better than you think in the 80s.
All right, here
you
we go. First
well.
One.
Dan, you should
Dan,
have that.
I have the Tiger.
Yeah, he's going to beat me to pieces on this.
All right, next one.
It's the Police. Every Breath You Take.
He's gonna tear me up. I was playing Merle Haggard.
Dan, I love rock and roll. Put another dime in the Joan Jett.
You're on fire.
We do that song. Dan, Michael Jackson, Beat It.
Wow. When you say we, what do you mean we do that song?
Yeah.
The Southside Johnny about? Band.
What is that? You're in a band?
Yeah.
You never talk about it.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Dan. Oh, crap. Is it Betty Davis Eyes?
Yeah. Wow.
You know who sang that one?
I was playing Garth Brooks.
That was Kim, Kim Wilde?
No, Kim Carnes.
Kim Carnes.
I actually knew that. Oh, that's a tough one.
This one here? Oh, that's, oh, shoot.
Time's up.
Yeah, time's up. Go ahead.
You two with or without you?
Yes.
All right, next one.
Frank!
You have the right melody.
I do not know the name of it. I can't tell you who did it, and I know the song.
It's Wham.
Wham. Bell.
Yeah, Wham.
Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
And it was Wham. That was George Michael and Andrew Ridgely.
No, listen to this guy.
Wow. Andrew Ridgely was a race car driver.
Oh. All right, next one.
Dan, Walk Like an Egyptian.
You're running away with this one.
All right.
Is there a country quiz?
No.
Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the Jungle.
Man.
Well, you're in a band. You should know.
Yes, he should.
Ah, Frank! I don't know.
Can
I
hear it again?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is it the Cars? No.
Tina Turner. What's love got to do?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
All right.
I'm horrible. Sounds like Michael Jackson.
Bro. No, it's not Michael Jackson. It's, crap. I've got it. I can't.
That time's up.
It's not the Motels.
It's Janet Jackson.
Oh.
Miss You Much.
Oh.
I was close. Michael Jackson. Hey, I did, Frank! Olivia Newton-John, Physical.
Hey!
Oh, I got one! I actually got one.
All right.
Olivia Neutron Bomb, we used to call
it. Oh, man.
Dun, 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 dun,
Dan.
Dun, dun.
Jump, Van Halen.
All right, three more.
Walk This Way, Aerosmith. Is that it?
Run DMC and Aerosmith, yes. Walk This Way. All right, two more.
Oh, Like a Virgin, Madonna.
Look at you.
All right, last one.
I believe the winner is Dan. Take Zoe Records off the shelf.
Nope.
I feel the earth move
under
my feet.
Just take those
that was in the 70s.
Nope. Oh, it sure sounded like it.
Ooh, play it again.
Want more of it? There you go.
Oh.
95 Dolly Parton. Great.
That was it. Last one.
I got three.
Wow.
Our champion, Dan Strauss.
But that's when I got into radio, too. The 80s.
In the 80s, I spent, from 84, 85, country. But I did work at KSDFM as a producer when they were playing that Boy George stuff. So some of that I kind of reckon. I like that.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
If you can ever find a country music version
I'll
of that,
see what I can do.
Know, especially from the 80s.
You'd mop up.
I should do a whole lot better. Is our guest on the phone? Okay, he's probably tired of holding. I don't blame him. Johnny Londoff, how are you?
I'm great.
Were you?
I'm great. How are you?
I've had better days.
You just got your butt kind of kicked by Dan in the contest, didn't you?
Yeah. That's one.
He did better in the 70s. Yeah.
Yeah, but he did really well in the 70s, though.
And I would have cleaned up on the 60s. Say, I can't believe there's not a 60s version of that game. I would have torn him apart on the.
Yeah, 60s. He would have mopped up on the 60s.
How's
the 60s? The 60s. It's 2014.
I know, but that, you know what's funny? In the 80s, if you listen to an oldies station, oldies music was predominantly 60s music, and it still is. It never progressed and became, you know, 80s is not considered oldies. It's oldies is still 60s and some 70s. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, if you were a teenager in the 60s and you turn on the radio station, an oldies station, in 1985, they were playing what was popular 20 years ago. If you turn it on in 95, they moved it up and kept it the same decade, so it was 35 years old. Then it was 45 years old. That will always be oldies, but to somebody born in 1980, their oldies would be music from 2000.
And it's weird because
1997, when they were 17 years old.
It's weird because people that were born in the 80s, like my sons, my kids, are into music from the 70s, all those rock bands and stuff, because they don't really have rock bands like Led Zeppelin. And
I am out of touch with the music world. I don't know any of the current, what's considered the top, you know, hit radio. I'm lost. I don't know. I can name you one Miley Cyrus song.
You watch a CBS Sunday Morning, one of our favorite
programs. Yes, I do.
And they highlighted a band out of Canada. Again, a husband and wife, and it's just, what was the name of it again?
Oh, was it Manhattan Transfer?
No, because he passed away.
Out of Canada?
Out of Canada. Doggone it.
A husband and wife.
All right, not much help there.
Fairly, a new band, you mean?
Like one of the hottest bands going right now.
No, that's not it.
I couldn't name you one Miley Cyrus song. I can't name you one Taylor Swift song. Who else is hot, Peon? Give me somebody who's hot, pop, hit.
Oh.
That weirdo,
Izzy
Bieber.
Azalea.
Bieber. Well, that's country. But Justin Bieber. I couldn't give you the name of one Justin Bieber song.
Well, that's good to know, because that would be weird if you did.
Yeah, or Britney Spears. She did. I can't think of a song. I'm out of it. I'm not even naming. I'm naming people that were hot 10, 15 years ago. Who's hot now? Give me a hot pop.
Iggy Azalea.
Never heard of him. Is it him or her?
It's a her.
Never heard of her. I'm out of it. I'm stuck in a warp of 60s, oldies music, and 80s, 90s country music.
Taylor Swift has gotten away from country, and now she's going more pop.
She says she doesn't want anything to do with country music anymore. Well, good.
Yeah.
Because her music wasn't country anyway. Why you have to be so mean? You ever hear that song?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she didn't do anything for me.
What do you like? Do you have an iPod? Do you have something with music loaded on it?
Yeah, it's called XM Radio in my Tahoe.
But so you don't have a collection of music anywhere that you've downloaded?
No. No. Mimi does, I don't.
Yeah, I do. I got about 600 songs.
Like when we run, we do not listen to music. I want to be able to hear a car.
I agree with you. I
couldn't
agree.
Behind me, going to hit me. I want to get out of its way.
No, I couldn't agree with you. I hate that.
Ask me how many miles we ran this morning.
How many miles did you run this morning?
I'm glad you asked, Frank, because I'm right now my legs hurt. Nine miles.
Oh, my goodness.
I said to him, why don't we just get this half marathon over with, finish it, you know, do four more miles, and we're done.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, was the band you were thinking of in Canada Arctic Fire?
Yes. That's who it is, because they were on featured on CBS Sunday Morning.
Arcade Fire.
Arcade Fire.
Arcade Fire. They are unbelievable. They were really, I mean, just the songs that I listen to, and they have, you know, just, it's just a symphonic, you know, outburst of music up there. And,
ooh, symphonic outburst.
Whoa, man.
You should be a music critic. Write a column.
You know, I think I'm going to stick with this car gig.
Symphonic
outburst. I don't know. It hasn't been too bad in the family so far. You remember Garrett Morris on Saturday Night Live? Baseball been very, very good to me. The car business. Wow.
Sounded just like him.
The car business been very, very good to me, I think.
The car business.
But, yeah. So what's going on? Huh?
It's a weird day. It's just a weird day.
Why is it a weird day?
Well, it just is. I don't know. I
it started out, I mean, it was gorgeous. We were leaving the driveway. It's 6:15 this morning, and I mean, Mimi looks up, she goes, oh, the stars are out. I'm like, it's 6:15, and it was like 41 degrees. I'm like, what are we doing out here?
Yeah, but what a great sunrise today. Did you see that sunrise?
It was gorgeous. It was like, oh, these clouds were beautiful.
That's the most spectacular sunrise I've seen in a long time.
It's gorgeous, and then all of a sudden the clouds blew in here, and it's, you know, been kind of a cloudy day. But it's autumn. It's fall. And duck season starts on Saturday. Northern zone. Is that unbelievable? Are you guys excited?
I'm excited.
I don't know if the ducks are excited.
Well, you know, but whoever's going to get to eat and enjoy the ducks that I harvest, they're going to be very happy. I mean, we feed a lot of people here with the duck meat.
Now, you don't deer hunt, do you?
You know what? I've got to work. If I got into deer hunting, I love to fish. I'd never be here. I would be in a duck blind. I'd be in a boat. I'd be somewhere. But no, I love the outdoors. But I'm afraid that I'll get hooked in the deer hunting as bad as I am in the duck hunting. So, yeah. And I got a lot of guys, you know, people that want to, you know, bring me to their farms, and I'd love to go. And I actually bought a bow a couple of years ago, and I've been bow hunting 3 times. With my buddy Chris Lenauer out in Owensville.
Never tried it. I got a note from Pistols Plus. I was going to mention it later. Youth season deer hunting is November 1st and 2nd. Does that sound right? Only 2 days for youth season? I guess so. And it says firearm season starts November 15th for 10 days. And for those who don't know the habits and the patterns of deer, and I don't. I'm not an expert on it, but I will tell you something. This is the worst time right now to drive where the deer population is thick, because it's rutting season. Rutting season basically means this is when they like to do it. And the bucks chase the doe. No, they chase them, and they run across the street. I've come so close the last few days to tearing another car up. So watch out if you're, especially out in the outskirts. This is the worst time.
The outskirts.
Outskirts of town, that's right.
You mean like rural Missouri?
Rural. Yep.
Rural areas.
Out in the woods.
Careful. Because those deer, they can do some damage to a vehicle, you know. But if you're in a Chevy, you're safe. That's for sure.
Well, you know what? That sounds good, except if it hits you in the right place, you're not safe in anything. I had the worst hit I had was on.
So I'm the client, aren't I?
I know you are, and I'd like to say that Chevys are deer-proof. Like, right, Chevys are deer-proof, but they're not, because no vehicle is. And
unbelievable.
Yeah, I've hit them with a Chevy. I've hit them with import cars. I've hit them with everything. And when they hit you right, they tear it up. And my worst was on Wild Horse Creek Road. And it was at night, and it was raining. And he decided to come in and take the whole windshield out of my car. That whole body of that thing came into the windshield and bounced back out. But the windshield came in on me, and it was raining. It was the weirdest night, because I've got broken glass everywhere. I'm wet. It's raining. I've got deer parts. It was
it's getting gross.
Yeah, $16,000 worth of damage that night. And then I've done 3 other vehicles had similar damage. It's
you better be careful where you're driving.
And I have a piece of advice for people, and I'm not kidding about this, and especially younger drivers and anybody that has never hit a deer. Do not swerve. If a deer runs out in front of you,
you got to hit it
head on. Just kind of hold on and brake as much as you can, but don't turn that wheel. That's a mistake. You're better off to hit the deer than a ditch, a pole, a tree trunk, or somebody else in another lane. Hit the deer.
So Dave Belter, been a technician with us for many years, one of the greatest technicians in the world, and a great, great, great guy. last rut, he was in his driveway, getting ready to get into his truck. That probably, you know, gets here crazy early. It's probably like, you know, 5 in the morning or something, 5:30. And a deer, a big deer, comes running out of nowhere and runs right into the bed of his truck. Boom! And it breaks its neck, and it just sits there. He scared the heck out of him. He's like, I never saw anything like that. And, you know, he took pictures of it. And then of...
They're the dumbest. They are about the dumbest animal. I mean, well, look, what animal, if you saw a big machine, like a truck or a car coming at night, and you realize this is, boy, this is
just
something.
Kind of freeze that, there and stare
at. Yeah, this could tear me up if I don't get out of the street. No, they just stand there. Or they'll run toward it. Like you said, I've had one run into, headbutt the driver's door of my car. Just out of the woods in the side of my car. I looked over, it scared me to death. Boom, right in the door, driver's door. They're stupid. They're stupid.
Sure, it's going to scare you.
You know what deer whistles are?
Yes. Can you make the noise?
You can't because it's inaudible. They're supposed to be heard only by deer. It's the greatest scam in the world. Well, years ago, we talked about deer whistles, and a guy called in. He said, I put deer whistles on my truck. He said, I never hit a deer till I put the deer whistles on. And then he hit a deer. So they don't work. And they say that it's a sound that only deer can hear. Well, how are you ever going to prove that? How do you know that? So I'd say don't get them.
There you go.
Don't get deer whistles.
Man, that's some great advice.
What do we need to sell today?
A lot. We've been very, very busy today. A lot of AM and the PM customers here, so thank you very, very much. And it's been busy. Been very busy, which is good, because we need to sell a lot of vehicles. Our new district sales manager from Chevrolet was here today, Julie, and she was telling us we got to sell more vehicles. I said, well, you know what? I know exactly where to promote more Chevrolets. That's on the AM and the PM.
Who does she think she is coming in there telling you to sell more?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's trying to show her authority. You say she's new. Where did she come from? Was she with Chevy before?
Yes. She's, I think, 20-plus years with General Motors, Julie Conley.
And does she really come in and go, hey, you better sell more cars?
Yes.
Do you know who she's talking to?
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
And now I'm talking to you.
Well, we're going
to
help you do that. If Julie says do it, let's do it.
So we're talking up to $11,000 off Silverado double cabs and crew cabs. Silverado regular cab work trucks as low as $17,800.
Ooh, right. That's a good
that
price.
Easy. Well, that means we got to sell. We got to sell some iron. I never did literally like that term.
Why did you just used it?
I just used it. Every once in a while, things just pop in my head, just like you. Not as quick as you, but, you know, some days.
Yeah.
After I run 9 miles, I can tell you this much. I'm not real quick today. I'm about ready to go to bed. That's how tired I am. But I'm not going to. We're going to still sell some more cars and trucks tonight. So we got Chevy Cruises priced ridiculously low. So a lot of stuff is online at LawnDoff.com. You can start your shopping at LawnDoff.com, or you can just call us at 314-837-1800. And normally you try to cut me off early, but there's some customers here that want to say hi to me. And since you made fun of me yesterday with... the young lady that was in here, you know, I thought, you know.
A little late in the game for that. We got about 30 seconds.
Why give me a chance to make more fun of me? So, you know, it's okay. I'm used to the abuse, I guess.
All right.
That's it. We're here late, and we love the AM and the PM crowd, so please come and say hello. Make sure you please tell them when you come in that you're AM and the PM, that you're here because Johnny is so funny on Frank's show.
Yep. All right. They'll do that. Phone number.
314-837-1800. Or LawnDoff.com, 24/7, 365.
All right, they're on the way.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, John.
See you, everybody. Drive safe.
Bye-bye. It's a good mood because that duck thing's coming.
Oh, yeah.
He's all lit up over that. All right, we'll be right back. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to see how the highways look right now and check traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Boy, I was wishing I could have been part of your Name That Tune in the
70s. You would have jumped all over. That's right.
Oh, man. You guys were just making me nuts going, I got it.
Especially the 70s. You would have.
Yeah, the 70s. And you know what's funny with being out of away from the music now for so long? A lot of the music I've forgotten, like the 80s. You know, I used to know those. Like, man, now you were going on fire there. All right, if you're coming in on westbound 70, you've got road work, and things are really stacked up now, approaching Illinois Route 4, and that goes all the way to just about Highway 55, so a good long backup there. Do have a two-vehicle accident on southbound 170 at Airport Road. Only the left lane is blocked. The two right lanes getting through, but you do have a good backup there. We also have an accident now at Highway 109 at Rocky Ridge, and it looks like northbound 55 downtown. You're backed up to Highway 44 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has everything your unique business needs to make more happen every day. Plus, free shipping and an up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic reports when you need them. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local. Depend on it.
A lot of candidates talk a good game about representing your values, but only Ann Wagner actually walks the walk. Only Ann Wagner has voted to cut spending, rein in an out-of-control Obama administration, and protect our families. When it was time to stand against Obamacare, Ann Wagner was there, fighting to return health care decisions back to individuals and families just like you. When budget cuts threatened to shut down production of key military aircraft, Ann Wagner stepped in, fought for and saved those 13,000 local and small business jobs in Missouri. And when she found that 300,000 American children were at risk of being trafficked every year, Ann Wagner stood up and passed a bill, the SAVE Act, that protects women and children from online sex trafficking and puts traffickers in jail. Ann Wagner for Congress, the leader we can trust.
I'm Ann Wagner, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ann Wagner for Congress.
Warning! The Granite Busters fall countertop clearance is almost over. Call Click or Stop In today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one granite and quartz retailer, Granite Busters. Buy before October 31st and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade free, a stainless steel undermount sink free, and removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles, starting at just $29.99 a square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today, or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at granitebusters.com. Hurry, because the Granite Busters fall countertop clearance is almost over. Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
Hi, this is Jim Holder. If you're in the market for a truck, SUV, or crossover, let me recommend my friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. Broadway Ford is a one-stop, full Ford truck, SUV, and crossover dealership. They can help you with all of your retail and commercial vehicles. Broadway Ford Truck Sales has been earning your business for over 50 years at the same location. If you never used Broadway Ford, give them a try. They have a state-of-the-art service and parts department. And if you need to lease or rent a vehicle or truck, call Jim Cavanaugh. His staff has what you need. Broadway Ford Truck Sales is a business-preferred network located downtown at 1506 South 7th Street. You can reach them. Call 314-241-9140. That's 314-241-9140. Or at BroadwayTruck.com.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Thursday. That means you get $3 off any extra large 20-inch pizza at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. Save $3 on a delicious extra large 20-inch pizza every Thursday at Stefanina's.
Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Their Norton, their Chambersin, and Rosé. To find out more, yellowfarmhousewines.com. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators' third annual fall flooring yard sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall flooring yard sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Research. Price. Find. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you've never seen the video of Robert Tilton that's been edited to make it look like he's passing gas when he's preaching.
I'm not kidding.
If you don't laugh at this, you have a serious problem. You just do.
It may be the funniest thing ever on the internet.
Yes,
ever.
I agree.
And it's been around for about 30 years, and he deserves it. He's a charlatan and a crook, and when you watch him preaching the gospel with that audio enhancing it, it's so funny, you will be in tears. It's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AvonThePM, and don't even bother about complaining about it. We're leaving it up there. Ballast Dental Care, 41 years, 41 and a half, let's call it. May, June, July, August, September. Yeah, this month, 41 and a half years Ballast Dental Care. I've been a patient there. I'm inviting you, if your dentist is retiring, if your dentist died, if your dentist is mean, has bad breath, doesn't appreciate your jokes, whatever, or you don't have a dentist, haven't had one for years, don't worry about it. They've seen worse than you. A lot of people, there's an embarrassment factor with a lot of people. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I haven't been to the dentist for 10 years. You're not the first person they've seen. They've seen people who haven't been to the dentist in 20 years. And I love the fact that my daughter's boyfriend has changed and decided to go there. In the first visit, they found 6 cavities that his current dentist didn't even find. Ballast Dental Care, they're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads.